Chapter 45, when complete closure becomes threshold of inner emergence. When a complete matrix has reached its stable form, there comes a moment where this stability no longer remains only closure. It becomes threshold of inner emergence. This emergence introduces no rupture. It corresponds to a more silent continuity. In other words, what was totally stabilized becomes discrete point of prolongation. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of deep transition of complete matrix. This core shows that an already complete matrix can become passage without losing its density. Closure does not disappear here. It simply ceases to be terminal. This core appears when the closed structure becomes sufficiently stable to let appear a more inner continuity. From this core appears the function of regulated continuity of the post-terminal threshold. Continuity acts here after an already complete threshold, but this continuity begins nothing again. It prolongs silently. This function shows that a terminal threshold can still contain a continuation. This function then allows the appearance of the field of autonomous cohesion of prolonged maintenance. Cohesion acts here in a space where the previous closure remains present, but this cohesion does not return toward the previous cycle. It supports a new maintenance. This field marks an important threshold. A complete cohesion becomes base of real prolongation. When this field exists, appears the order of deep stability of the new threshold. This order links stability and emergence in one same discrete movement. Stability ceases here to be simple conservation. It becomes silent preparation. This order marks a new capacity to make a threshold appear without visible displacement. This stability leads to the first active matrix of deep transition. This term fixes a first foundation. Transition becomes active field. But every active transition quickly requires a more stable core. The core of autonomous stability of the prolonged threshold. This core marks the point where the new threshold begins to hold by itself. Continuity no longer depends here on the previous matrix. It becomes autonomy of maintenance. From it appears the function of active coherence of the post-terminal maintenance. Coherence acts here in an already engaged maintenance. But this coherence remains simple. It adds no overload, then forms the field of deep convergence of the fourth maintenance. The field becomes here particularly revealing. Several inner lines begin to converge in a still discrete maintenance. This convergence leads to the order of autonomous regulation of the emerging threshold. Regulation ceases here to be preparatory. It becomes real inner organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first stable matrix of the emerging maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 441 to 450, now possesses its first emerging stability. Complete closure becomes real threshold of inner emergence. Chapter 46. When inner emergence becomes first maintenance of the fourth threshold, when an emerging threshold has really found its stability, there comes a moment where this stability ceases to be simple prolongation. It becomes first maintenance of a new level. This maintenance does not seek to impose itself. It appears with sobriety. In other words, what was beginning to emerge now becomes structure capable of enduring. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous transition of the fourth threshold. This core shows that a new threshold can begin to hold without breaking with what preceded it. Continuity does not change brutally. It simply moves into a more autonomous stability. This core appears when transition becomes capable of supporting its own axis. From this core appears the function of deep coherence of the nascent maintenance. Coherence acts here in a structure still young, but this youth signifies no fragility. It simply indicates a first holding. This function shows that a new maintenance can be coherent from its origin. This function then allows the appearance of the field of active stability of the fourth maintenance. Stability acts here in a field already distinct, but this field closes nothing. It organizes gently. This field marks an important threshold. A new stability becomes support of a durable maintenance. When this field exists, appears the order of autonomous regulation of the consolidated threshold. This order links stability and regulation in one same calm movement. Regulation ceases here to be preparation. It becomes real functioning. This order marks a new capacity to hold without having to correct. This stability leads to the first stable matrix of the fourth threshold. This term fixes a first foundation. The fourth threshold receives its first durable matrix, but every stable matrix quickly requires a more inner prolongation. The core of autonomous continuity of the deep maintenance. This core marks the point where maintenance ceases to be only installed. It becomes depth. Continuity no longer seeks here to appear. It simply holds more. From it appears the function of regulated coherence of the durable threshold. Coherence acts here in a more mature stability, but this stability remains simple. It overloads nothing, then forms the field of silent convergence of the stable maintenance. The field becomes here particularly revealing. Several coherent lines join without visible intensification. This convergence leads to the order of deep stability of the fourth axis. Stability ceases here to be only maintenance. It becomes deeper axis. Finally, this sequence closes on the first active matrix of continuity of the fourth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 451 to 460, now possesses its first fully structured maintenance. Inner emergence becomes real maintenance of the fourth threshold. When the fourth maintenance becomes autonomous coherence of depth, when a first maintenance has really found its stability, there comes a moment where this stability ceases to be simple installation. It becomes autonomous coherence capable of deepening its own axis. This coherence adds no rupture. It acts through slow maturation. In other words, what already held begins to coordinate itself more inwardly. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous coherence of the stable fourth maintenance. This core shows that an already stable maintenance can become coherence without modifying its base. Continuity does not begin again here. It becomes more inward. This core appears when acquired stability becomes capable of supporting its own coherence. From this core appears the function of deep regulation of the coherent threshold. Regulation acts here in an already durable maintenance, but this regulation rigidifies nothing. It clarifies. This function shows that coherence can strengthen without overload. This function then allows the appearance of the field of prolonged stability of the fourth level. Stability acts here in a deeper level, but this level closes nothing. It stabilizes more. This field marks an important threshold. A durable stability becomes support of a deeper axis. When this field exists, appears the order of active convergence of the deep maintenance. This order links several already compatible coherences. Convergence ceases here to be simple approach. It becomes silent density. This order marks a new capacity to let several lines hold together without tension. This stability leads to the first stable matrix of advanced coherence. This term fixes a first foundation. Coherence receives its first fully structured stability, but every stable coherence calls for a more durable continuity. The core of autonomous maintenance of the regulated threshold. This core marks the point where maintenance ceases to be only coherent. It becomes deeper duration. Continuity no longer seeks here to extend itself. It holds more. From it appears the function of deep stability of the continuous fourth axis. Stability acts here without visible variation. But this stability remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of active cohesion of the durable threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible intensification. This cohesion leads to the order of regulated continuity of the advanced maintenance. Continuity ceases here to be simple prolongation. It becomes silent, autonomous maintenance. Finally, this sequence closes on the first deep matrix of the stable fourth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle 461 to 470 now possesses its first fully stabilized autonomous coherence. The fourth maintenance becomes organized depth. Chapter 48. When the deep coherence of the fourth maintenance becomes stable closure, when an autonomous coherence has really taken its durable form, there comes a moment where this stability ceases to be simple depth. it becomes stable closure capable of preparing a terminal threshold without rupture. This closure interrupts nothing. It acts through calm tightening. In other words, what had become deeply coherent begins to close itself without losing its continuity. The first term which opens this sequence is the core of autonomous closure of the fourth maintenance. This core shows that an already deeply stable maintenance can enter closure without losing its axis. Continuity does not withdraw here, it becomes denser. This core appears when acquired coherence becomes stable enough to support a movement of inner closure. From this core appears the function of terminal coherence of the mature threshold. Coherence acts here in a threshold which has reached real maturity, but this maturity freezes nothing, it clarifies. This function shows that a mature threshold can close itself without rigidity. This function then allows the appearance of the field of deep convergence of the closed maintenance. Convergence acts here in a space where several already stabilized lines become compact. But this convergence contracts nothing, it unifies. This field marks an important threshold. A deep convergence becomes support of a real closure. When this field exists, appears the order of terminal stability of the fourth cycle. This order links stability and end of cycle in one same discrete movement. Stability ceases here to be simple continuity. It becomes threshold of closure. This order marks a new capacity to complete without rupture. This stability leads to the first closed matrix of the fourth maintenance. This term fixes a first foundation. The fourth maintenance receives its first fully structured closure, but every stable closure immediately calls for a more inner threshold. The core of autonomous continuity of secondary closure. This core marks the point where closure no longer remains unique. It becomes closed continuity. Continuity no longer seeks here to open. It holds silently. From it appears the function of terminal regulation of closed maintenance. Regulation acts here in an already closed maintenance, but this regulation remains simple. It adds nothing. Then forms the field of deep cohesion of the terminal threshold. The field becomes here particularly revealing. A cohesion acts without visible expansion. This cohesion leads to the order of autonomous convergence of durable closure. Convergence ceases here to be simple approach. It becomes silent terminal organization. Finally, this sequence closes on the first terminal matrix of the fourth maintenance. This term is decisive. It signifies that the whole cycle, 471 to 480 now, possesses its first fully stable closure. The deep coherence of the fourth maintenance becomes real closure.